Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven portraits of Christ, the I Am statements of John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Let's look again at the larger text, beginning at John chapter 13, verse 36, and then reading down to our text in John chapter 14 and verse 6. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me, but you shall follow me afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sakes." Jesus answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow until you have denied me three times. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The scene is Jesus' last meal with his disciples before the crucifixion. And Thomas asked, "Lord, how can we know the way?" The final answer for Thomas and for every other person is, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." First, Jesus is the way for man to be saved. Isaiah 53, verse 6. You see, by nature, man is lost in sin. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. And Jesus said to the... Jesus came to lost to find lost man. "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Each believer's testimony is unique. Different roads lead to the cross, but it's only Jesus that can save. This is not popular among many belief systems, but is a fact of truth. Liberalism points to the way of nature and the way of charity. Materialism promotes the way of lifestyle, just improve your environment. Religion provides the way of rituals or of sacraments or works. And yet Isaiah wrote in chapter 64 and verse 6, "All our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. As good as some of these ways sound, they seek entrance into God's sheepfold by a way other than the door." And John chapter 10 and verse 1 says, "He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." By definition, the way is that which makes movement possible in some specific direction. Without the cross of Calvary, there would be no way to heaven. We were condemned. Jesus is not one who found the way. Jesus is the way. An open way provided for all who will take it. Second, Jesus is the truth for man to be sure. John chapter 14 again, verse 6, "I am the truth." What a claim! In that statement, Jesus claimed to be the very expression of absolute truth about God. What did he claim in that statement? He claimed to be truth incarnate. The reality of Jesus Christ witnesses to truth. It is a moral, abstract concept, and yet Jesus represents it in a person. John chapter 14, verses 7 to 10. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Jesus Christ expresses what we ought to know and believe about God and what we should do and be as his children. He claimed also to be truth revealed. Not only does the testimony of the Old Testament point to Jesus, but the New Testament does as well. John chapter 5 and verse 39. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. The Bible is the vessel that contains Christ. There is a red line of Christ's blood that stretches all the way from Genesis to Revelation. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What is life's purpose? It is a relationship with God. And then third, Jesus Christ is the life for man to be strong. The Lord offers something more than temporal life. But what? He offers abundant life. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Is this your Christian experience? And he offers triumphant life. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Sin and holiness can't coexist for long. One will win out, either sin or holiness. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, down to verse 11. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. The words of Thomas A. Kempis. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. You think about that, and you have a great day.